chapter one of my book discusses it. It's not so much a sale pitch, it's complicated. Okay, so there's different philosophical views on what freedom is. Everybody agrees a free action is an action where you're allowed to do what you want to do. If you want to pick up a pen and somebody stops you, then you're not free, right? Because you're being someone stopping you from doing it, right? But if you're allowed to do what you want to do, then that's free. But some people say that is not enough for freedom, because let's just imagine that everything in the universe was determined. So in other words, for every event that happened in the universe, including every human action, if you knew everything about, say, the initial state of the universe and all the laws of physics and so on, you could predict absolutely everything that would happen in the entire history of the universe, including all human free actions. That view of determinism is perfectly compatible with the idea that people can freely choose what they want to do. So if nobody interferes with me picking up this Bible, I'm free to pick it up. But that's true even if it might be that I'm determined. And so it's what I want to do, but what I want to do is determined by my genetics and by the environment I'm in and so on. So I don't choose to want to pick the Bible up. That's not a choice. My choice comes in later. I desire to pick the Bible up, and nobody's stopping me, so I'm allowed to do what I want, so I'm free. Right? Now, on that view of freedom, which is called compatibilism, everything is determined, so God could simply determine it, that people do certain things, and so long as those things are things that they desire to do, that's compatible with their free will. But that, of course, only works if you're a Calvinist. The other main view of freedom is libertarianism, and that says, well, this is not enough. Because, in fact, robots could have that kind of freedom. And so an action is really only free if someone's allowed to do what they want to do, and they could have chosen to do something other than what they did choose to do. Another way of saying that is to say that even if you knew absolutely everything about the physical conditions of the universe at a particular point in time, supposing it's the moment before I picked the book up, just before that moment, if you knew everything about every single atom and molecule in the universe and all the laws of physics, if the choice of picking the book up is genuinely free... And perhaps on this view, many of our choices actually aren't truly free. Many of them are influenced and determined by all sorts of social and genetic factors. But the choices that really are free, then it's impossible to predict, even on the basis of omniscience, what choice I will make, because it's not determined. Now, on that view, then a choice is free if I'm allowed to do what I want to do and it's not determined. So on that view, it's usually said, well, God couldn't bring it about that we do certain things, because if God determines that we choose something, then it's not free, by definition. And this is where it gets complicated. There's different ways of working. So there is a view called Molinism. Now, it may or may not be true, but let's suppose that it is. I'll tell you what it is. Molinists say that human freedom is libertarian. It's the kind that's not determined. But there are, in fact, metaphysical truths about what I would, in fact, choose to do in certain situations. So, give me an example. Supposing Peter is going to decide to betray Christ. Should he deny Jesus? So, let's suppose that this is a libertarian choice. What that means is that it's not physically determined. So, let's say there's a possible world, it doesn't actually exist, but it's a possible world, where Peter does choose to deny Christ, and there's a possible world where he chooses not to. So these are both possible worlds, but either of them could exist. And if Peter chooses to deny Christ, then this possible world will exist. And if he chooses not to deny Christ, then he'll have brought this possible world into existence. The Molinists say that which possible world comes about is up to Peter, not God, because it's Peter's choice. So God can't make it that Peter brings about one or the other. At least if he does, it's not a free choice. But, they say, there is also a truth about what world Peter will choose. Not which one he has to choose, because he could choose either, but which one he will choose. So they would say, let's take the following proposition. Peter will freely choose to deny Christ. And so in situation X, Peter will freely choose to deny Christ. That is either true or false. It might be true, it might be false, which is up to Peter, but it's one or the other, and God will know which. God will know what Peter will do in that situation, even if he's not determining it. Now,
if God knows everything.
If he knows everything, yeah. So, according to Molinists then, what God can do is God can choose to create the world which has the conditions in which he knows Peter will choose to do the right thing. So God can choose to create, to actualize the universe or the world in which Peter freely chooses to choose Christ rather than deny him. Now, the choice is entirely up to Peter. God isn't determining it. There's another world in which he did the opposite, but God chooses not to actualise that one. He actualises the one where he knows Peter's going to make the right kind of choice. And so on this view, Peter's making all the choices he wants to, but God just simply knowing everything. And every possible conceivable world, of which there are an infinite number, God knows exactly the ones in which all the free creatures freely choose to accept Christ. And God could bring about that world without interfering with anybody's freedom, and they all freely choose it, and so on. So if that view has any sense, and it might be false, then God could bring it about that everybody freely chooses to accept Christ. But let's suppose you think that's false. Just a final thought on freedom. Just imagine a kid who, there's a fire. Let's imagine this kid has absolutely no good reason at all for putting his hand in the fire. Nothing. And let's suppose he's got lots and lots of good reasons for not choosing to put his hand in the fire. Now, just then imagine that the kid does put his hand in the fire. Would we say that that kid was making a free choice? Now, normally we wouldn't. Most people would say, there's something wrong with the kid. I mean, the kid is...
It might be ignorance.
Well, it might be ignorance, but then, okay, so if the kid was fully informed, as soon as the kid realises what's going on, he goes, no way! Okay. If the kid puts his hand in the fire and holds it there, is this kid making a free choice? We'd say, no, this is completely irrational. This is so utterly irrational. It can't possibly be free. He's deranged, he's ill, you know, he's not... People who behave like that are not capable of making responsible free choices. Now, of course, lots of people choose to reject Christ. But this is because, really, they don't understand the truth of the situation. They don't understand, I mean, really understand what hell's about. They don't understand what sin's about. They don't understand what God and Christ are about. If they really understood this, if they really understood what hell was about, if they really understood what sin was about, if they really understood what God and Christ are about, then they would have absolutely every reason in their own self-interest, let alone anything else, to choose God so that they can be the people God made them to be in the first place. Absolutely no reason whatsoever not to choose God. Of course, we live in ignorance and darkness and so on, so we do choose the wrong thing. But if people were fully informed, anyone who chose to go to hell and stay there is not doing that as a free choice. I mean, they are doing that behaving in an utterly irrational way that seems to be incompatible with freedom. And so all that God would have to do to bring about people to make the right free choice is just inform them properly by the Holy Spirit so that they understand what salvation and God and Christ are really all about and what hell's about. And the only reason anyone would stay in hell is if God actually kept them from the truth. And why would he want to do that? There's more I could say about that, but I won't, because it would take me forever.